I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Marissa, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm terrific. Summer is in full swing?
Yes, it is.
We're actually getting toward the end, aren't we?
I know. Sad for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that I've learned over the years, and when you get older, this gets easier, is I really have begun to value each season. Mm-hmm. And so even if one is starting to ebb, I can still say, well, this is great because, you know, what happens in August? Well, the days are noticeably shorter, but mm-hmm. the evenings are typically cool. And that's as well. That means autumn's right around the corner. And, you know, the hydrangeas go, if you have white hydrangeas, they may go from white to a little bit of a pink. And it's just, it's a neat time of year. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. And it's also back to school season.
Yes, it is. That is in full swing.
It is. So when you were younger, because you're still young, notice how that younger, that's how you kind of save it when you're rolling it off the top of your head, so to speak. What did you think? Like, were you excited about school being right around the corner? Was it something that you kind of dreaded?
No, I actually was always very excited about it.
Okay. You were one of those kids.
Mm-hmm. I was. And I especially, you know, as I got into high school, like waiting by the mailbox every day in August to see if my schedule came and like, with like what, you know, what teachers you had. And then you could compare with your friends. And don't even get me started about school supply shopping, because that was like the highlight of my summer. It is funny because now with Isla starting preschool, I almost feel like that same giddiness of like, oh, we're going to go school supply shopping and, you know, find out who her teacher is and all that.
Wow.
And so, yes, I was always pretty excited.
So this episode contrasts the difference in our ages the most, because you are getting your first child ready for preschool. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, our youngest child has his final activity of college. So yeah. Tim has his white coat ceremony at Lemoyne and will officially be a PA.
Wow. So, that that went fast.
It did. We'll just wait till Isla's having her last day of college and you'll find out just how fast this stuff goes.
I know.
So it's back to school and you were super excited about mm-hmm. back to school shopping. So, like, did you get a new backpack every year, or did your parents, like, buy a super high-quality one that lasted for years?
I feel like I probably got a new one every year.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, to match my, like, theme, whatever I was going off of.
Oh, so you had a theme. Okay, cool.
I mean, like, this probably, anyone who knows me that's listening, like, they won't be surprised by any of this, I don't think. But, oh, yeah, I was, like, I think because I love routine and I love organization, and so this was my opportunity for a fresh start and to kick off the school year. So yeah, I that sounds like me.
You walked right into the theme of today's podcast, the organization, the plan. Mm-hmm. That was perfect. It was almost as if you knew what we were going to talk about.
You know, sometimes I do.
Yeah, most of the time you do. If you didn't, you probably wouldn't get on the recording with me. So we are talking about a plan. And when we were young, like you said, you stood by the mailbox or you go out to the mailbox every day, couldn't wait for the plan to show up. Mm-hmm. So from the time, you know, you have a plan for Isla. Tim, young engineer Tim, had a plan, and his plan pretty much ended, so to speak. Mm-hmm. All of us, we get to a point where the plan that others have done for us ends. And then the question is, what's next? I remember asking my boss that question. My boss took me out to lunch when I finished my four-year apprenticeship. And he took me to the Sunset Restaurant in Auburn. And he, you know, it was a really neat thing because he says, hey, let's go to lunch. Let's celebrate. And so I, you know, I went out with him and he hands me this piece of paper and I looked at it, and it had taken me, again, it was 4 years, 8,000 hours, it was night school, it was all of those things an apprentice goes through. And I looked up and I said, now what? And that was probably the first time in my life when I realized that my plan wasn't complete. And he was startled. He goes, what do you mean now what? And I said, well, you know, you don't understand that my whole adult life, at least from the time I was probably a mid-teen, I get, you're not adult, but my grown-up kind of life, I knew this is what I wanted to do, and now I did it. What mm-hmm. do I do next? And his answer was as good as he could give at the time. He goes, well, you'll figure it out. Well, the problem is we will figure it out, but we have to be very intentional about filling it out, or, you know, finishing it up and filling in all the blanks. It isn't just going to happen. And so we introduced this topic just as an announcement last week, but we're going to spend 4 weeks talking about developing our growth plan. And it's, I had a couple quotes that I pulled out. Napoleon Hill said, strength and growth come only from continuous effort and struggle. And I want to give folks a heads up that it's not easy. So, and I don't want you to be discouraged, because I hope by the time we get done with today, you won't be discouraged. You'll be kind of energized. But it's going to take effort. It's going to take struggle. It's not something that is just, you know, growth doesn't just happen. James Allen said, as the physically weak man can make himself strong by careful and patient training, so the man of weak thoughts can make them strong by exercising himself in right thinking. And I really love that example that James Allen uses, where he says, just as the person that wants to build physical muscle, it's careful and patient training. You know, if I go to the gym, I'm not going to all of a sudden wake up the next day strong. I'm going to have to do certain reps every day and then probably rest a day and then go back. And I don't know how to do that, but I'm assuming that's how it's done. I do know this because I've tried it in the past. You can't just go out and start working out and think the next day you're going to be stronger. You may not actually see the difference for a while, and then all of a sudden you're realizing, well, this is much easier than it used to be. And John Maxwell, it's going to be hard and you need to be intentional about it. Change is inevitable, but growth is optional. So I just want to challenge us. Someone was planning our growth till we finished or completed our education. Now we have to take it on. And it is something that you have to seriously plan for and think about. So I'm going to give us the four layouts of the four sessions. Today, we're going to talk about where do I want to go. Next week, we're going to talk about where am I now. The third week will be where do I find the information. And fourth week will be how do I build the plan. Now, the secret is you're starting to build the plan even with today's session.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're gathering all the information. And then we're going to kind of lay this out in this roadmap, this plan that we're going to follow. So my first question for you is, when I say all those things, what emotions come to your mind?
I think.
What are you thinking about?
For me, sometimes this can provoke a little anxiety because it's like, okay, this plan, it's like this, we have to build this perfect plan, which I know it doesn't have to be perfect, but for someone like me, sometimes that's where my head goes first. So I think maybe, you know, my question for you is like, okay, how can someone follow along for these 4 weeks? And what does it look like at the end? Like, would it be best for them to follow along with pen and paper and just kind of go through the, you know, I know today we're going to talk about 7 questions for the first step. So should they be writing this out in a notebook? Should they be typing it out, just thinking about it in their head? Like what is kind of almost a path for them to follow in these next 4 weeks?
That's an excellent question. So yeah, if I were the listener that's trying to get the most out of this, now the beauty of a podcast is you have it, mm-hmm. it's there. You know, you're not going to lose this content. Once this content is posted, it's there. Make notes, you know, go back through, listen to it again. One of the things that I find interesting is there's podcasts that I listen to that are more entertaining. There's podcasts that I listen to that are more training focused. And the great thing about a training one is to go back through and listen to it again and write down your thoughts. What are you feeling? What are you experiencing as you listen to it the second time? because you're going to hear things you didn't the first time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, take notes. And then at the end of the 4 weeks, you should have a plan that you can kind of lay out for yourself. You'll have all the tools, all the parts of the plan, the pieces of the puzzle that you can use to move forward. Now, I will tell our listeners this, that I got really excited about this topic because I realized in my own life that the plan that I was using, while it was good, it could have been better. And so what I'm sharing with you folks is what I'm doing to my own plan to make it a more structured life plan. Because somebody will ask, when does it end? When you die. I know that sounds kind of like, whoa. But my hope is that what you'll find is, you talked about the perfect plan. There is mm-hmm. no perfect plan.
Right.
And the beauty of that, and that's because life changes. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no perfect business plan. Business plans for a corporation are evaluated and every year adjusted based on realities of markets and things like that. So this is a strategic plan. It's a long-term plan, but it's a plan that gets adjusted, I would say, almost monthly. I probably wouldn't adjust it more than monthly, but we're going to look at you'll develop a roadmap that you'll be able to reflect on and then adjust as you do your month-end reflections. So people should just hold on, take notes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe you want to just listen to the 4 weeks and then at the end go back and maybe spend, because our podcasts are never, maybe we've had a couple that were more than 30 minutes, but most of them are 26, 28 minutes. So in a 2 hour span, you could listen to all of them again. So maybe you wait and then 4 weeks from now, you know, make a pot of coffee and sit down and listen to 2 hours of them and write down what you're thinking. And you'll get some tools. There will be some homework that people are going to have to do. So I hope that answers your question. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'm glad you talked about, you know, reevaluating, because that was kind of my next question is, you know, how often are you looking at this? And, you know, are we thinking long term, short term, both?
It's both. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the nice part is, so this is where I think this plan kind of fits everybody, because if we think about where am I now, the questions that I'm going to ask next week are not only career focused, they're life focused. Because I don't think you build a career plan. I think you build a growth plan for your life. Mm-hmm. And I've talked about this in the past that, you know, my wife and I are coming up on our 38th wedding anniversary. And I'm still trying to be a better husband. You know, I'm still trying to figure out how could I be a better father, even though I have grown kids. Because you're never done getting better. And maybe that's the way to put it, is it's not just a growth, it's a getting better plan. Mm-hmm. To really enjoying things to its fullest. So let's dive into to today. Mm-hmm. Where do I want to go? And this is the part that I think might confuse people, because this is really, I think, the toughest spot, or the toughest step. We need to try to figure out what our purpose is. Why do we exist? Why are you here? And to do that, people could go back through, and I'll put in the show notes when I found my why, because we did a couple episodes on that, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. This process is really important. Because you may discover that you have a job that is not fulfilling. And you may wonder what's missing, and this might help you. Okay? Mm-hmm. So here are the seven questions. What makes me sing? Now, this is actually, some of these things are out of John Maxwell's Intentional Living book. Some of them are also questions that I ask my coaching clients. So, you know, what do you sing about? What really just kind of almost ignites you and is fulfilling to you? And just spend some time thinking about that. So what do I sing about? The next one is, what makes you cry? What things touch your heart? You know, are there seeing poverty, seeing... You know, I'm thinking of something right now that I never knew made me cry, type of thing. But hearing what some mental health issues are for people, mm-hmm. You know, and it's not that I'm going to become a mental health professional by any means, but it gives me a different view of society. So, this is kind of getting in tune with our heart. What makes you dream? You know, so what things really inspire you? I guess maybe hobbies might fit into this. But what I will tell our listeners is this, that as you mature, that's a better way than saying growing old. So as we live longer, things grow in different perspectives, if I can call it that, where things when I was younger were really, really important to me. As I get older, they're not quite as important. Still enjoy them, but they're not quite as important. Now, this one can be kind of confusing. What makes you feel alive? And this one you're going to need some help with somebody for, because when I think about this, what makes you feel alive, it really is things that, well, let me ask you a question that I didn't set up ahead of time. So what, in your view of me, because you've known me now for 3.5 years, going on 4 years, what do you think makes me feel alive?
I think spending time fishing on your boat.
Okay.
Or spending time on the water in general.
Okay.
And I would say spending time with your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think you, when you're coaching, I think that helps you feel alive.
Okay. Now, you're right. How do you know that about me?
Because I can tell the way you talk about it. The way exactly. Your tone changes, the way your body language changes, that those are things that you really, really love and that breathe life into your everyday.
Exactly. So what I just kind of showed our listeners was I asked somebody that knows me fairly well what they think makes me feel alive. Because, you know, I probably would not have picked up on the fishing one. But the water one, yeah. So you kind of drew some connections there. The only one that I think you might have missed, because you touched on my coaching, because you hear me talk about that. But when I get to train, you know, and then clearly, you know, the faith part of my life are things that make me feel alive. Because what happens is we become inspirational about those things that make us feel alive. So the neat part is when you can take the things, the reason why that's an important question is that if you can take the things that make you feel alive and have that be part of your career, work becomes inspiring and it's not a job. So that's kind of why I asked that question, the way it's there. What do you have to contribute that's unique?
So this is another one I think you might need to ask other people about, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it fits into, the fourth one there is, you know, what makes you feel like I'm asking other people. So I'm getting feedback. And this one too is, it's really, what do you do that other people don't do?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of fits into the giftedness. But giftedness, I think, is a little bit too general. But this unique thing that you can bring to a group or to the people that you interact with. One of the things, I'm thinking of a person that is exceptional, and I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to embarrass her because I know she listens to the podcast. She is exceptional in listening for the needs of others. She can tell. She has a sense about her of where other people are in their life journey and where might they be struggling, you know, things that maybe they're not open to share, but she just kind of picks up on it. So that would be a uniqueness that someone has. I'm thinking of there are people that can assess problems in a manufacturing process. That's just, they're unique and be able to sense things. That maybe this one here, this uniqueness piece, there might be something that where a person is intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what we're looking for there. Or I'm thinking of another individual that I know really well, and I won't mention his name because I don't want to embarrass him. But he has this unbelievably unique ability to argue a point. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in, totally in a good way. He can debate a point where he makes the other person feel very much at ease. And he begins from their perspective to position his argument, so to speak. I mean, it's a gift. It's a unique mm-hmm. gift to be able to convince others in a way that isn't demanding or demeaning of them. So that's really what that one is. Then your giftedness, you know. So, and this is something that a lot of people also question. Like, how do I know what my giftedness is? Well, you're good at it. You enjoy doing it. And you found opportunity to exercise it, to utilize it. So that's your giftedness. And then the last one here, what activities are meaningful to you? What do you do that is really touching, you know, in your heart type of thing? And there are things that If we just kind of start, and you'll get a lot of this through reflection. So if you look back, if you've been reflecting, you're on a daily basis or a periodic basis, the things that you wrote down that were enjoyable, that were special, that were highlights of your day, are things that have meaning for you. And the reason why we're trying to figure these things out is that we want to build our plan to give you the greatest opportunity in these areas. Because now all of a sudden it's not drudgery. We enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes part of our life. And your growth plan has to be a key part of your life. Do you think I've explained those seven well enough?
Mm-hmm. I think so. And I mean, it would be natural for there to be some overlap, right? In some
yes,
of these
absolutely.
Things.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. Yeah. They're thought-provoking questions is what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, when I do the teaching on this, you know, the in-person teaching or the even the distance learning teaching, there's going to be forms that you're going to be able to just fill out. And the reason, and you may have some arrows that say same as above kind of thing, but the goal is just to help you think on that level. My coaching clients, when I have them fill out their intake documents, they say, these questions are hard. I say, yeah. Because it gets you thinking on a level
mm-hmm.
where, and you filled them out too, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you've experienced them. They are hard. And the reason that they're hard is it gets us to that level where now coaching and personal development can really begin to take off. Knowing that we're running out of time since I said we rarely go over 20 minutes. So the next part of this would be, and I touch on it in my post that went out this morning, is really to determine our values, a values assessment. And I know when people hear the word values, alarms go off. I'm not giving anybody values. There's a lot of tools, and I'll have one that I would be using in the session that I'm going to be teaching on at MACNE, but there are online assessments, you know, there's lists. And so typically what will happen is you'll have a list of 50 or 60 values words, and you select the top five or six. And the reason for this is this helps a person understand really what they value in life. So my point here is I'm not giving people values they need to follow. I'm saying you need to determine the values that you're going to follow. And the reason why we're going to try to pick out, let's say out of a 50 or 60, we're going to get down to like 10%, is that you want to have those values written out so that you then begin to plan everything around those values. Because if your plan feeds into those values or is in alignment with those values, that's your best guarantee that you're going to go in the direction that you want to go. And the way I the way I put it, I think I stole this from somewhere in John Maxwell's 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. But, you know, people say, what does this have to do with my career? And I kind of put this down. The quick answer is this: how disappointed will you be to work very hard building and climbing a ladder only to find that it's leaning up against the wrong wall? Think about that. Mm-hmm. We've spent years of our life first building, then climbing this ladder. And when we get to the top of the ladder, it wasn't leaning up against a wall that we wanted to climb. So if you don't start with the foundation piece of values and what's important to you and dreams, you could waste your life. And I've seen people, because, you know, I'm 58, so I've seen people that have worked really, really hard, and they thought that they were climbing the right ladder, and then they get close to the top of the ladder and they kind of look back and say, this was a colossal waste because they didn't do the values piece first. So that's kind of where we start out.
All right.
And the nice part of this too is, so let's, people say, oh, wait, Dave, so now in your case, you know, you're still in your mid to late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
See how nice I didn't like nail your age publicly? So
late 20s.
Late 20s. Much younger than me. Okay. So you're going to say, wait, people in your age might say, wait, you want me to pick my values for life? No, I want you to pick your values right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty of this plan is, as you evaluate and review your plan, let's say annually, you're going to look at those values again. Value statements, say, are those really what I believe?
Mm-hmm.
Are those still really important to me? Because as I shared at the beginning, as someone who's 58 now, some of those things that might have been really, really important to me 30 years ago, they're not that important anymore. They've been replaced by something else. Mm-hmm. Or maybe my values have gone from 6 that I focus on to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've honed in a little bit more as I get closer to the end of my journey, so to speak.
I think you still have a lot of journey.
I'm hoping.
don't cut yourself off right now.
Well, you know, 58 years old is, you know, I remember when my sister might listen to the podcast, but I remember when she turned 50 or early 50s, and she goes, well, I'm middle-aged. And I said, how many people do you know that are over 100? As a younger brother, that was the little poke. So I realized that I am well past my midpoint. So that's it for the first session. You know, where do I want to go? You really need to start thinking about, where do you want to go? And what's really important to you? And get other people involved. You know, if you have that special person in your life, you know, my wife and I have journeyed together. We got married when we were 20, so we've been journeying together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And she is my greatest helper and partner, my best friend, and she's the one that helps me clarify things. So hopefully you've got a person like that in your life. You know, close friends. You were able to nail a bunch of the things that, you know, make me feel alive,
because
mm-hmm. you spend time with me. So that's how you do it. It's a great opportunity. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about clarifying it for myself and helping other people do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we got homework to do.
We got homework to do. So people, listen to the podcast, make mm-hmm. your notes.
Yep.
Anything special in the Norcross world coming up?
Well, today, which is the day we record, is actually my husband's birthday.
Yep.
So we will be celebrating his birthday this weekend. And I think just...
Happy birthday to Derek.
Thank you. I think we'll just be soaking up the last, you know, few weeks of real summer here before we get back into the swing of... This, you know, like I mentioned, Isla's preschool, so I'm getting into the swing of her schedule. And
terrific.
Yeah. How about you?
So as the day we record this, which is a Thursday, so tomorrow is Tim's white coat ceremony mm-hmm. at Lemoyne. My daughter's coming with some of her family, not all of her family is able to come. So we're going to have enjoy that experience and then have a kind of a party here at our home tomorrow evening. We've invited some friends and folks from our church that have all been part of Tim's educational journey
mm-hmm.
to share in the excitement. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, congratulations to Tim. Well deserved. Yeah,
Engineer Tim.
Mm-hmm. Engineer so, PA Tim.
Engineer PA Tim. So the next step for him is studying for the boards. So if there are any edit issues with this podcast, we'll know why. Because he's been immersed in studying for boards. Awesome. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day with Derek and the girls. And
thank you.
So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
This was The Next Page.